Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Take heart. It will get easier.
This was a piece of music suggested by a listener. Got a text, and the text reads, "Let Bob know about a great song just released by Irish singer-songwriter Glenn Hansard. It's called Take Heart, a song of hope to the Ukrainian people." Several of the backing singers are Ukrainian women who fled the war to Ireland. All proceeds from the song are going to Ukrainians who fled to Ireland, thinking Joseph would approve. Well, let's find out. We've got the line open to Ukraine. What do you think, Joe?
Hey, Bob. Well, I'm a big fan of Glenn Hansard's music, and so I look forward to listening to this song very closely after we talk. I didn't know about it, but it's this idea of take heart is that's the only way to survive. That's a victory mentality that I see so often here in Ukraine. Yesterday, I saw a video of a soldier made to his mother, and it was the same message: take heart. He said to his mom, he said, "I'm with my friends, my fellow fighters. I'm with my friends. Everything will be okay. I know you didn't raise us for war, but you raised us to be real men. And you know, we'll meet whatever challenge we face." And that really is the mentality here, to take heart, never wallowing. And it's the difference between the victory mentality of the Ukrainians and of those in the West, and of the victim mentality of Russia. And they can only know, you know, Russia's only destroying, and everyone else is trying to create. And at the moment, I'm speaking to you from a gas station north of Kyiv, in that suburb of Bucha, surrounded by so much devastation. But also, I can see the damage all around me, but people are rebuilding. As I traveled through these suburbs with some friends today, I heard the sounds of hammers. Even if there's tons of snow, it's a very cold day, but people are continuing to rebuild. You played that song at the perfect time. Hmm. As I'm in this rebuilding town. I came here with two Ukrainians, Masha and Anton, and Dan, our Canadian friend. And we came on a mission to find some of the artwork of the mysterious graffiti artist Banksy. Because a few weeks ago, Banksy came here to these suburbs, as have so many. I mean, these are the places where Boris Johnson came, President Macron of France came here to see the destruction. And when you see it, it does transform you. And so Banksy came here to paint some graffiti, and we came in search of it. And I'm sure many of the listeners have seen in the media these past weeks these images of the little kid beating Vladimir Putin in a judo match. And so we came to actually see it. And when you see it in the context, in the wider view, surrounded by absolute destruction and destroyed buildings. For example, there's a painting of a young girl, a ballerina, made by Banksy, and she's upside down. She's doing a headstand. But then when I saw where this painting is, it's at the bottom of maybe a 10-story building that's almost entirely destroyed. And there are pieces of floors that are swinging in the wind as the walls have fallen off. And it looks like the girl is jumping out of the building. It really is quite a dramatic thing to see. We also, as we're looking at all the damage, there's one house, it was a Soviet tower block, maybe 10 stories tall. And one of the walls is entirely off. It's like looking at a doll's house. And you can see people's apartments, what they looked like on February 24th when they had to go into shelter, when they had to flee, or perhaps when they got killed. And there's one, I saw a bookshelf full of books. And then two stories above it, there's a kitchen table teetering on the edge. And, you know, you have these windows, very mysterious windows into people's lives, that everything was stopped at that moment. And at on the ground, there were some women gathered having some food in the cold and talking. And so we had some conversation with them. And there's one woman named Julia. She's from, this has always been her hometown. And I asked her what it was like in those moments. And she said, "Thank God I never saw those animals." She was hiding, meaning the Russians. And she was in shelter for the first week of the war. Somehow she made it to Europe as a refugee. And then, Bob, amazingly, she came back. Hmm. And she's still living in her building, even though half of it is destroyed. And she said to us, she said, "Before the war, so many Ukrainians, they dreamed of moving to Europe or the USA. But," she said, "now this is the only country she wants to live in, despite all the damage and the destruction. And she said, look around us, you know, this is going to, maybe Banksy will come back and we will have new restaurants and cafes and we will have beautiful murals all around us. And so there's this great sense of not being dismayed by all the destruction that you see around you.
Wow. You're an eyewitness. It's unbelievable. And in spite of what you're seeing and what you're telling us, Russia still denies targeting civilians. You were right about something possibly happening soon in the South, because you mentioned it yesterday. And last night, President Zelensky warned that Russian forces are planning something. Have you heard anything more about that, Joe?
Well, we have there's continued shelling in the east and in the south, and the Ukrainian troops on the right bank of Dnipro face continual shelling from the Russians. I mean, there's back and forth shelling there. The usual cities like Bakhmut continue to get hit, but we're still in this, Bob, we're still in this strange waiting period. We had the very short, uneventful nationwide air alarm yesterday, midday, and since then there's been no alarms in most of the country, including here in Kyiv. And there is a deepening sense of something wicked this way comes, but it's the skies throughout most of Ukraine are still kind of eerily very calm.
Hope it stays that way. Joseph, thank you. Peace.
Thank you, Bob. Peace.